morning, Lagos. It's good to be back for another discussion on power solutions for the country. This is 99.3 FM Nigeria Info, and we're talking today about power solutions. And I have some really special guests today from Zola Electric. We have Abdallah Khamis, who's the MD for Nigeria and the EVP for expansion. He has a very, very long title. And then we have Olumide Ajayi, who's the technical director of Zola Electric, in the house today. So thank you very much, guys, for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So I'd like to kick off with, I'll ask you this, Abdallah, because we've known each other for quite some time. Abdallah and I knew each other, what was it, 5, 6, 7 years ago.
Right.
He was working for Philips right. at the time, which is a big Dutch company. And then he just disappeared, and then suddenly he came back, and now he was running this this new energy company in Nigeria. So, Abdallah, tell us about your journey, how you got to where you are now, why you're now in the energy space. And what's special about Abdallah is he's actually from Kenya, which is where a lot of these technologies and business models were initially invented. So he's now here in Nigeria trying to bring what Kenya developed to help us in Nigeria. So go ahead, tell us your story.
Great. Thanks, Dr. Webb. Abdallah here speaking. So after our met 7 years ago, I went back to the country. I went back to Kenya, and I joined Airtel. When I joined Airtel, I actually worked for Airtel for around 3 years. Then I stepped out and joined Zola.
Okay.
Yeah, and now I'm in Zola as the MD and EVP, Expansion Business Operation. Very exciting place, and we're trying to really sort of solve the power puzzle in Nigeria.
Okay, but so why did you move from Airtel, from a big telco, that's where all the money is? Why did you move from there to the solar space, where it's new and undeveloped and it's still a small market? What was the rationale?
Thank you for that question. Everybody asked me that question. And for me, it was not about the money. It's about the impact that I can make to the communities where we operate. I've been to West Africa for probably 9 years, and every country I've visited, when I was the MD for Philips, when I was working for Coca-Cola Company, power has been a major issue, major problem across everybody. You can see in the homes, in the businesses. And when this opportunity presented itself, I felt this is an opportunity for me to give back to the community in some format. Okay. I believe I'm a Pan-Africanist, and I need to do what I can to ensure at least I generate value for the entire African continent in some ways. This is part of my contribution. I understand the continent very well. I've lived in Nigeria. I know the demographics, the complexities, the challenges, the fragmentation, and I was probably better placed to help the company set up.
Okay.
Yeah, and right. I came here as, one person last year, and I started the organization from zero.
Okay.
So I built the entire capability from, one-man show to now I've got like 30 staff.
Wow.
Full-fledged. I've got technical director, technical team, I've got HR, I've got finance. Our business model is a bit different from East Africa, as you know. Zola is a big company operating.
But wait, before we jump into that, just to be so, everyone else on your team, is it Nigerian? Is it all Nigerian? Other than you?
Yeah, we are all Nigerians. Apart from the expansion team, I've got two guys from East Africa. These are like experts who we normally take them country to country. They understand the Zola DNA,
right.
So they come and help the local teams to set up the entire setup of the business.
Right.
The rest, everybody is a Nigerian. My technical director, Olumide, he joined us a few months ago. Very qualified. He's a local Nigerian.
Okay.
Worked with telco too.
All right. So Olumide, let's let you introduce yourself. So you also came from the telcos, I understand.
You're correct.
So what was your journey? How did you get into telcos? And then what was the rationale now for leaving that and to get into the power space? So
All right. Thank you, Doctor. Well, I started up as a base station subsystem engineer with an indigenous company, Stecam. We were partnered with Huawei Technologies when they first came into the country, trained to deploy complex BTS for MNOs, various mobile operators in the country, the three major ones. And from there also, I moved to join Ilios Towers, more of the first tower co we have in Africa. From there, I joined IHS Towers, managing various complex technical projects, delivery services, and so many engineering works there. But through this, we find out that the common problem has always been power.
Right.
It's never been there. The records have it that 40% of the OPEX has to go to power, even for the tower codes. Right. It was just from one element of struggle to the other. Generate your own power, distribute it, and the like. So that created
and so
a passion.
You become actually a power company.
Yeah. You like just most Nigerians really. So we are all
run our own power companies.
Yes, that's the way it is. So that passion and everything, you know, drew something in me to be part of it, and also to further my education. I had an MBA. Mm-hmm. From a UK school in energy and sustainability.
Okay.
So I said, look, I have to put this to work.
Right.
We need to bring this system. We need to bring a technology for Nigerians to enjoy, for them to know that, look, apart from everyday burning of diesel or fuel and the noise pollution, we can have a better system that we can enjoy electricity 24/7.
Right.
So that actually drove me to join Zola Electric.
All right. Good. So, Abdallah, back to you.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of the technologies and business models for off-grid energy has come from East Africa.
Right.
And you're also from East Africa. So tell us, what is it there that leads to this kind of innovation happening there? I think in Nigeria, we take it and then adapt it, but we haven't really been developing it ourselves. What's the difference in East Africa that allows for that kind of innovation to develop?
Yeah. So, thank you for that question, Dr. Wee, because as you know, East Africa, especially Kenya, is what I call an IT hub, where you have all the young folks engaging themselves into aggressive IT developments. So this, in a way, has contributed into the entire solar ecosystem. It's very easy for East Africans to adapt to solar usage, and probably take some time for probably this part of the world for them to accept solar usage. In East Africa, one advantage we have is that because of the M-Pesa, which is the mobile commerce, it has enabled easy access to payments. And this easy access to payments generated interest among the solar players to develop solutions that are tailored for the bottom of the pyramid. No matter where they're located, in the rural folks, the farmers, the artisans, the people who are participating in construction, are able to pay probably 50 cents daily for the power.
Mm-hmm.
So this has really generated massive contribution to the solar ecosystem back in Kenya. I believe so also in Nigeria, we are approaching that, because as we go and we find better ways of payment systems, I think this will also help the rural folks be able to pay easily for the services, and this is a major contributor in East Africa, really.
Right.
And also
right.
The government has done some groundwork in terms of encouraging farmers to access easy loans without a lot of bureaucracy through banks, and the cap for interest rates being capped at 13% also helped that, because now you can take a loan and buy a system, and you can manage the interest rate coming through that. Probably the other thing that is probably powerful that has contributed is, as you are aware, in Nairobi and of course Kenya in totality, one thing that we do very well is farmers associations.
Mm-hmm.
So the farmers associations, the coffee, the tea, the pyrethrum farmers associations have come together, and education is very easy for them. In terms of training, it's very easy for them. So if you have a good product and you want to pass it to the farmers, for example, it's very easy. You have a channel to do that.
Right.
And you educate them and can see the profit story that they're going to make their life easier or make more money. They will adapt to it. But majorly is the mobile commerce, really, that's really contributed.
Okay.
The rates are very low, 50 cents a day. If it's a woman working in, selling vegetables at the end of the day, they actually able to sort of pay after selling. And that's the beauty about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's both the sort of IT innovation ecosystem,
right,
but then more importantly, it's actually the mobile money platform.
Right.
That in Nigeria, we're a bit behind on that, and we're finally, I think, going to start catching up.
Right, right.
Okay.
And I think
we're
on the right pace, because from interactions with the stakeholders, we've got independent wallets that are existing now.
Mm-hmm.
And through those independent wallets, we are able to sort of work together.
Mm-hmm.
So we should be able to accelerate that part.
Okay.
Very quickly, yeah.
Okay. So now let's jump to Zola.
Yeah.
So Zola, I know, it's just started in Nigeria in the last year, but it's been around for, I think, 5-6 years, starting in East Africa.
Right.
So maybe if you can talk a bit about how they grew as a company in East Africa,
right,
and then, why they decided to come into Nigeria. And then I understand for Nigeria, they've come in even with a sort of new business model, new product,
right,
and all that. So maybe tell us some of that story from the beginning.
Yes, so Zola started in Tanzania, and
I thought it was Kenya. It was Tanzania.
Tanzania, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the founders were in Tanzania, and they started as Empower at that time.
Okay.
And the initial target market was to diesel power towers.
Okay.
So we started that in 2013, thereabout. And then after a year, we started changing the customer phasing to go to more to consumer.
Okay.
And by 2015, we actually sort of developed the brand from Empower and transitioned it to Zola. The brand Zola 2015, we rebranded into Zola. And the same year, we went into Rwanda. And from there, we built the brand Zola 2015, 2016, 2017. We entered Ivory Coast, and 2018 we entered Ghana.
Okay.
Now 2019 we're in Nigeria, and in Nigeria we are coming in a different style, in the sense that we've got a product that we've designed based on the local needs.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, Nigeria is very complex, the customer is very elite, so we have a tailor-made product that can actually offer, you know, power solutions in a way that is integrated, interoperable between grid, solar, and generator.
Okay.
And this powerful product, we call it Infinity.
Okay.
And that's the game changer, really, in the industry at the moment. Everybody talks about it.
Okay.
The beauty about the product is, if I may allow me to sort of give you the features of the product, number one is scalable. You can actually scale it to a size of up to 8 kilowatt hour. That translates to 10 kVA, because the local language here is more on kVA. It's smart in the sense that you can drive data analytics. You can actually be able to get the app where the customer can interact with the app, understand the power usage in the house. You can understand how your home is being powered. That gives you a lot of leverage. It's autonomous in the sense that it's interoperable with grid, solar, and generator. And it's seamless. You won't have any power fluctuations.
Mm-hmm.
When that happens, which I think is a very big thing, because in Nigeria, as you know, we all live here. Whenever there's power change, there's fluctuations. And those
mm-hmm.
fluctuations, sometimes bulbs go off and you have a lot of interruptions in terms of TVs and even in hospitals, some monitors are not working.
Mm-hmm.
So Zola has really tried to solve that in a very big way. And I think that's one very powerful thing. And then it's also smart, machine to machine.
Mm-hmm.
To add on that, we communicate, we can service remotely, we can actually track the system for you. We offer excellent after-sale service. So this is a very powerful system that I would really encourage every Nigerian to look forward to.
Okay.
To have them in their house is life-transforming, because
mm-hmm.
once you have it, then, you know, you don't have the usual noise we all experience. The fumes from the diesel is sort of, you know, it's going to be another old story for us, and kids can be able to concentrate and read. And we're really looking forward to really take this market by storm and help all of us, including, you know, business community, especially the SMEs, to benefit from this product. So, yeah, that's where we are.
That's
right
where
now.
You are.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, sounds very exciting. So, Olumide, you're the technical guy.
Right.
So he's been trying to describe it and sell it to us. But tell us, how does it work?
I think he said so much about it already. I'm just wondering, where do I pick it from? The unique thing about this Infinity, the technology embedded in it is awesome. It's something that has not been put out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we are leveraging on the technology of lithium-ion battery.
Mm-hmm.
For what we have in the market today, we have various brands of VRLA, that's the valve regulated batteries,
mm-hmm.
causes seeping, reduction across the terminals, and it's just hazardous, right, to even the end users who have invested so much in buying those batteries. But for us, with the warranty on the batteries, 10 years, the safety mechanism there, you know, the performance of the batteries is unique. It's something that I'm very certain that organizations, businesses, homes will embrace. We want to have it. And also, on talking on the technology, we have designed this system to have a solar panel.
Mm-hmm.
And we are not using central inverter system. We are using what we call the micro inverter.
Okay.
You know, the parallel power unit. You know, we have this installed on each of the panel. And what does that does is this. It monitors the performance of each panel.
Okay.
So wherever there's a drop, if at all there is, you know where to look at. So there won't be any issue of trial and error across, oh, could it be this, could mm-hmm. it be that? No. Mm-hmm. That is eliminated in it. So you go to where it is and you can just rectify the fault. The technology, the communication technology also, wherever you are in the world, you can check your performance. It's like giving people power in their hands, really.
Okay.
You know, through your mobile phone on the Zola app, you can check the consumption, right, that you have. You know, that's what we are giving also. And later on, you will have the power to also control, you know, your energy utility.
Mm-hmm.
Peradventure, you leave home and you find out that you forgot to put up your air condition from your
right.
phone.
You can turn it off.
Coming. Yes, you turn it off.
Okay.
No worries.
Okay.
You tell your kids, I don't want you guys to put this on. You check your app, they put it on, you turn it off.
Wow. Okay.
So having power okay. in your hand through this wonderful system, that's what we are bringing
right.
bring it to Nigeria.
Exactly.
And I mean, in addition to that, and all of us, we've experienced this, with the Infinity, you don't have what we call power wastage.
Okay.
Because it's built to purpose in the sense that we will know what you need.
Mm-hmm.
We will bring in our energy consultant, design and understand what is in your house, and then tailor-made what mm-hmm. is required.
Mm-hmm.
I recently visited a friend, and I was surprised. He was using a 35 kilowatt hour generator
mm-hmm.
to power just six, ACs.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of wastage. With
right.
us, we don't. And we keep on emphasizing our mission is very clear, is to provide clean 24-hour power anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to have any, you know, impurities around it. It's clean
right.
power that we provide. And we believe in our mission, and it's going to be 24 hours for everybody.
Right.
And I think I need to emphasize that it brings in a lot of optimization and a lot of cost savings to customers and to the business owners. When you look at how we spend on generators over time, mm-hmm. it's extremely expensive.
Mm-hmm.
When you have Infinity, you derive a lot of value from that for mm-hmm. your money and for your life-changing kind of lifestyle. You have a peace of mind in terms of what you have at home.
Right.
And I need to emphasize that this is a unique product from US.
Mm-hmm.
We are based in California, San Francisco. We've got our own lab, R&D. We've got our own engineers. We don't take products off the shelf.
Okay.
Like probably other players, we have our own backward integration
mm-hmm.
where we do the work, we do the research. We've got top minds there, engineers to develop what is good for the customers. We do a lot of customer research.
Mm-hmm.
So everything is tailor-made, specific for the customer needs to generate that value addition to the people we serve.
Right. Okay. So I think, you know, for the listeners, this is the first time that an international player, off-grid energy player, has basically customized and developed a completely new product just for Nigeria,
right.
Which I think is really interesting. Because in East Africa, my understanding right. is your customers are very low-income, sort of deeply rural communities.
Right.
And here you're actually targeting middle-income households in Lagos. It's a
right.
completely different product.
It's a completely
yeah.
different ballgame in the sense that we come for people like you, I mean, who can afford the product. People who are in the middle and upper level, we can satisfy their needs.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said correctly, East Africa is more of the bottom of the pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, if you may allow me to touch a bit of that bottom of the pyramid, we've also got a unique, very innovative product. We call it Flex Power One.
Mm-hmm.
That particular product has an inverter and an adapter, meaning it can use both solar energy and
okay.
it can actually also use NEPA to charge
okay.
or electricity.
Okay. If there is NEPA.
Yeah, if there is NEPA. And
yeah.
by the way, we've been very creative
yeah.
on that product. 1 hour of NEPA is able to charge the system.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, yeah
okay.
up to full capacity.
Okay. So you take the best of both when it's
exactly,
available.
Exactly, okay. which gives you that opportunity to be always powered 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said earlier, our mission is very clear,
mm-hmm.
Providing clean power. 24
right.
hours clean power
right.
anywhere.
Right. So Olumide, you know, you've lived here all your life. What do you think? Why is this product particularly suited to Nigeria? What's interesting about it for you?
Well, for the product has Nigeria in mind.
Okay.
Like you said, it was specifically designed for Nigeria. We know the erratic nature of electricity here. The various components in there can absorb the surge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, safeguarding other appliances you may want to choose to have on them, so that is being taken care of. No need for you to be afraid that, oh, it's going to burn this and burn that. So all that is being sorted there. Also, another unique feature of the product is that it is always there, like you said, 24-hour supply. That is what we are offering Nigerians, right? And it's even likened to UPS, you know, where you have just microseconds, if at all you notice that, you know, through the whenever there's a changeover, you know, which is done automatically,
right?
It depends on the capacity and the design of the generator. So it's something that will suit Nigeria, something that will suit SMEs, something that will suit big industry also, for them to have that clean 24/7 electric supply wherever their location is.
Yeah. And maybe you may allow me to add what Olumide said. More specifically, in Nigeria, we offer excellent after-sale service, which normally most organizations probably do not. For us, it's very critical. Once you come into our platform as a customer, we track you and we offer that service. We've got able teams on the ground to ensure that your product is working. We offer a 5-year warranty. So we offer unique features that probably most of the organizations do not in the industry today, because we believe in the customer value addition as opposed to extraction.
Right.
And
we
want the customer to enjoy the experience of the lithium battery that lasts longer.
Right. Because the last thing you want is a customer invests in your product and then they're still getting the same power wahala, right?
Exactly. Okay. You invest into a product, then the next day you're cursing why you invest in that product.
Yeah, yeah.
For us, it's life transforming. I always say the homes I've visited where we've installed some of our products, you see a big change. Mm-hmm. Life really transforms because like the low end product for us, the Zola Flex, which it targets at the entry level, comes with the TV. And you see kids changing, you see everything changing, studies and everything, they're able to read and they're able to work. The dad is able to come home early and the mom is able to be productive, work late. We also have it with fan, you know, fan. So because of heat, we've come up with a product that comes with a fan, which is also another unique proposition. We also have a product that targets the youth. It comes up with a boombox where you can play your music, which is Bluetooth enabled. You can use it with a memory stick. I mean, we're truly transforming people's lives. And for now, I can tell you for sure, at this moment, we are touching 1 million lives across Africa with our products. And this is, you know, changing their lifestyles, making them much more productive, and ensuring that value addition is really within their reach.
Right. Okay, so let's go to the phone lines. Zainab, can you share the numbers?
Call us on 01-277-0993, 01-277-1993, 01-277-2993, and 01-277-3993. This is Nigeria Info. We are listening.
All right, so while we're waiting for calls to come in, maybe you can share with us, you know, you've started a new business here in Nigeria in the last year. How have you found it? You know, you're used to doing... Oh, do we have a call? Okay, let's go to the let's hear the. Hello, good afternoon or good morning. Sorry, what's your name and please can you share your question with us?
Yeah, my name is Mr. Steve. I've been listening to the guy you have on the in the studio. Are we able to have his details so that we can sit in and understand what he's talking about better?
Oh, yeah. So, Abdallah, maybe you can share how do they actually contact your company and how do they get to know more about what you guys are doing so they can follow up after the show.
Yeah, so if you want to reach us, my name is Abdallah Hamis. I'm the managing director for Zola Electric and the EVP Expansion and Business Operations. We're based in VI in our office. And you can
where is your office in VI and what is
their
number?
In VI is plot 1062 Ogbon Close off Olagun Abaje.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about the contact number? Can we have that? Is
so contact number, you can reach out to me at 080-29-803-237.
You can repeat that and then also give them maybe your website so that people can follow up that way as well.
Yeah, so you can reach out to me at 080-29-803-237. We can give you a customer line.
Oh, you can also reach us on our customer line, which is 08000 247-365 08000-247-365.
All right, so thank you very much for that question, and I think I'm sure everybody wanted to know how to follow up with you guys.
Right.
But now let's go on to the question I was asking you. So what has your experience been starting a new company in Nigeria in the last year?
Yeah, very exciting. Setting up the operations in Nigeria, because I've been here before, so I understand the demographics, the complexity, the fragmentation. We set up on a very different business model compared to other markets. And we pride ourselves because we are kicking off what we call an adaptable business model, given the market situations. And in this business model, we are going to concentrate in what we know best, which is product innovation and marketing. And the rest, we're going to leave other people to do it. So I've gotten a number of local teams members. Like I said earlier, I've got almost 30 people on board. I'm exploring partnerships with various groups of stakeholders, that includes financial institutions, suppliers, and we have a very good relationship in terms of working with these partners at the moment. And so far we are settled and we are ready to roll. We did our media campaign sometime around March for the product, and we are looking forward to roll out the product come October, September period. We should be fully in the market. Those who are interested, they can actually call us and do their pre-order, because this product is in demand. So we accept pre-orders. We actually do surveys in the homes, and we want at least the guys who want to be the first to get the product, we will actually avail to them first. So pre-orders are allowed, and we're actually in that mission. We've got a list of people, notable people in the country that are looking forward to have the product.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to have to round up soon, but Olumide, maybe you can you give the contact information one more time, so that listeners can follow up with you and order the product and find out more about it?
Okay, we can be reached again. The number is 08000-247-365.
Okay.
08000-247-365.
All right, thank you very much. And before we round up, though, Abdallah, maybe some final words from you on, you know, you're now new in the market. You've been here a year. In October, this big new product, which is supposed to completely disrupt the market, is coming in. Where are we going to be? Where is Zola going to be in 3 years? What are we going to be seeing? Will it be a lot of that same product, or do you think there'll be a lot further innovation and so on for the Nigerian market?
Thank you, Dr. First, let me say this. Zola Electric's mission is to provide clean 24-hour power anywhere. With that mission tells you a lot that we believe in R&D. So in the next 3 years, where we're going to be, we'll have a lot of new products coming into play. And we will really want to electrify Nigeria and make Nigeria very productive in terms of the people are hardworking. We want to offer that support in terms of ensuring that they are able to get their power needs sorted out without any issue. We should be across the country in 3 years, everywhere in Nigeria, offering this service. We should be able to offer not only to SMEs, but also to the medium and large companies power, and we should be able to probably have, I would say, out of the 35 million homes, maybe 20 million should be on our...
20 million?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's ambitious for us, because we want to run very fast. It's a good product, and we believe in it, and we know it's going to add a lot of value, and we strongly encourage anybody who has a request for the product to reach out to us and experience themselves in terms of how we're going to take this market by storm, if I may use that word. We're also going to use channel partners to reach those 20 million. We're going to give back to community through distribution, resellers.
Right.
So we've got a big plan for Nigeria. Yeah. We just not only extract it, but we also give back.
All right.
And open up jobs. We're looking forward to, if possible, to even have an SKD here, facility that can do that assembly in this country.
Right.
So we want to generate jobs. We want to encourage a lot of local entrepreneurship to take place within us.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. Olumide, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
And Abdallah, thanks for coming all the way from Kenya, from East Africa, and setting up here in Nigeria and providing us a product that the market so badly needs, which is a mix of Californian and East African innovation that you've brought into Nigeria. So thank you very much. And to the people of Lagos, as you can hear, here's yet another product that is coming into the market that is going to have a big impact on solving the perennial power problem. And we hope that in 3 to 4 years, we won't need to have this show anymore, because the power will be solved. So that's all for now. We look forward to talking to you next week on Nigeria Info 99.3 FM.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Wade.
Nigeria Info. Nigeria Info. Information. Information is a source of the